This Sunday is Father's Day, and NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has been thinking about how he learned to be a father from the dads he saw on TV.
My father isn't with us anymore, and I loved him a lot. But he and my mother split before I was born. So understanding what it meant to have a father close by required this lifelong TV nerd to turn here. It's tough to overstate how rare and important it was for a young black kid in Gary, Indiana, to see this show in 1974. Esther Rolle, whose character Florida Evans was spun off from the sitcom Mar to create Good Times, insisted this pioneering sitcom about a poor black family in Chicago have a strong father figure. So it was like looking at a dream to see John Amos as powerful, hardworking dad James Evans. He was tough on his youngest son, Michael, after he joined a club that seemed to be turning into a gang.
The only reason I let you join this club is because you said it stood for self-pride and awareness. But if your club is talking about revenge, then it ain't become nothing but a gang and you just quit.
Hey, Daddy, you can't take my jacket from me.
Looks to me like I just did. Now, you want to discuss it?
No.
Michael was reacting to his dad reaching for his belt, a jarring sight today when TV parents never raise a hand to kids on camera. But back then, it felt authentic and real. Back then, I was clueless about life with a dad in the house. I actually thought married couples slept in two twin beds like on the Dick Van Dyke Show. And as much as I loved the smooth avuncularity of TV dads like Robert Reed's Mike Brady on the Brady Bunch, the best example of the dads in my neighborhood could be found at the theater. In 1987, James Earl Jones played frustrated trash collector Troy Maxson in August Wilson's Fences on Broadway.
You live in my house. You sleep your behind on my bedclothes. You put my food in your belly because you are my son. You are my flesh and blood, not because I like you.
For me, what felt like a better fathering role model was Bill Cosby's Cliff Huxtable, a funny, successful doctor who wasn't chafing under the weight of life. In one scene on The Cosby Show, he used Monopoly money to show how Theo might struggle financially if he skipped college.
$300 a week, $1,200 a month. All right?
Great, I'll take it.
Yes, you will. And I will take $350 for taxes.
Whoa!
Huh? Yeah, because see, the government comes for the regular people first.
Cosby's current trial for sexual assault shows actors can be very different from who they play on TV. It also ruins the memory of a TV dad who showed how patience and humor could decode the toughest parenting problems. And raising my own kids, while I'm mostly proud of what I've done, I sometimes can't help feeling like a clueless Homer Simpson.
Can't hurt the boy. Can't hurt the boy.
Or Ray Romano's well-meaning but over his head Ray Barone on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Look, you have to do what Mommy says.
Why?
'Cause I do.
But few depictions of fatherhood have touched me, like NBC's This Is Us, which showed Ron Cephas Jones as William Hill on his deathbed, reconciling with the adult son he gave up at birth.
I haven't had a happy life. A life of almost and could-haves. Some would call it sad, but I don't. Because the two best things in my life were the person in the very beginning and the person at the very end.
My dad and I didn't really get that kind of moment before he died, but This Is Us did help me accept that good men can make mistakes. And forgiveness is one of the most important skills any father or son can have. I'm Eric Deggans.